KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
A lovely beach anytime. is always within your reach all the time. You have something there that makes a man again. Kenny Kanima, Tibadu, we are Jamaicans, who are you? Like the skies, where everything nice, Jamaicans, may God bless you. Guyana, St. Vincent, St. Kitts, Barbados, Grenada, Jamaica.
I cover this song. Elvis wrote me a little note after I did it. Boy, do I wish I sure wish I had that note. I wouldn't be up here tonight. I'd be somewhere by my swimming pool. He autographed. This was also nominated for a Grammy. Yeah. It's a sweet, sad song. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago, poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
Ooh.
'Cause if there's one thing that she don't want, it's another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He better be an angry young man. Take a look at you. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? While the world turns. So he starts to roam the streets at night. He learns how to steal. He learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. Buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand. In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago, another little baby child is born. This song.
Sleeping, it was broken. in my hoping to recall what I have found. Well, I was dreaming in my dream, God knows, a pure view. As I lay sleeping in my sleep, I commit my power to dream, yeah, the power to move, the power to wrestle this world of fools. People have the power, people have the power, oh yeah, yeah, people have the power, yeah, yeah, yeah,
people have the power,
you have the power.
That was Candy Staton, live on Beale Street Caravan. We'll be back with more music from Candy in just a bit.
Up next, Grammy-nominated bluesman Guy Davis takes us through the life histories of the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame. This segment is brought to you by the Blues Foundation and is also available as a standalone podcast through iTunes.
This week, we learn about Dinah Washington.
For all we know, we may never meet again.
For all we know, brought her to tears every time. That's why people loved her. She felt every word she sang. They knew it hurt. She did it for them. On stage at the Stardust Lounge in Las Vegas, Dinah Washington delivered the quiet, contemplative verse. She breathed in, tilted her head back, gently closed her eyes for the dramatic pause, and heard a cackle in the audience. Dinah peeked through a slit in one eye and saw the woman, right at the front table, wrapped in a fur, laughing. Dinah dropped her head down in silent grace. She reached toward the stool at center stage as if bracing herself from collapse. She reached into the water glass on the stool. Two silk fingers slid out an ice cube. She twirled, glided over to the front table, now singing her heart out, and threw the ice cube at the laughing woman. Dinah swirled a gloved hand through the air and brought the number to a close. Covered by applause, the pit boss slithered on stage. He had copper-colored hair, slicked back, and nightlife pale skin. He beckoned Dinah out of the spotlight and whispered in her ear, "Nice shot. Try attacking someone who isn't married to the governor of California next time." Dinah elegantly strode back toward the table she iced to apologize for all the pit boss knew. Dinah bowed to the people seated there. Dinah looked at the woman eye to eye and said, "I thought for sure I had on the most expensive wig in here tonight." The governor's wife shot back, "You should see my white mink." Dinah replied, "You should see my white chauffeur." "Who are you to sass the governor's wife?" the woman asked. "My darling," Dinah said, "I am the queen."
"I say ain't it a mean old man, mean old man's world."
Dinah retired to the dressing room with her entourage. A scribbler from Billboard magazine greeted her, but that's not who Dinah was dying to see. Her one-year-old son was waiting for Mama with his nanny Eloise. "Ooh, he's just about to walk," Eloise said. Little George stood on wobbly legs holding Eloise's finger. He saw Dinah. She kneeled down in her sequin gown and opened her arms wide. She said, "Come on, baby." Little George released Eloise's finger and grunted, mmm. His plump little legs shook. Dinah's entourage cheered him ahead. Come on, little Georgie. He wobbled, raised his foot, and stepped into Dinah's arms. She hugged her boy to her breast and laughed, tears welling up in her eyes. Everyone cheered. Dinah kissed Georgie's chubby cheek and turned right to the reporter. Don't you dare write about how kind I am, she smiled. Write about Dinah the bitch.
It was a night. Oh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night.
After Dinah put little George to bed, she went out with the reporter and her best friend, backup singer Pinky. No more Dust Bowl for us, Dinah said. Dinah had been the first black female singer to perform in a Vegas casino. Now the whole strip was open to black entertainers and black customers. That's why the reporter went along for the ride. They hit all the neon hotspots, the Flamingo, the Gold Nugget, until finally they got a front table at Nero's Nook in Caesar's Palace. The reporter asked, Ms. Washington, what did you have to do to get Las Vegas open to black entertainers? Dinah looked at Pinky and laughed. Hell, she said. Sinatra threw a fit when one of those meatheads backdoored Sammy Davis Jr., Pinky explained. He called Giancana. The reporter's eyes bugged in disbelief. Dinah went on. The whole town was desegged faster than a Supreme Court judge can bang his gavel. Pinky opined. They should put Sinatra on the Supreme Court and Sammy Davis on a Greyhound. This whole country will be fixed in a week, Dinah added. The interview shifted to Dinah's backstory. The reporter asked, how did you ascend to royalty, Queen? Little Ruth Jones started singing gospel with Sally Martin, said Dinah, sharing her real name. But my heart went with Billie Holiday. I wanted to be a showgirl. I wasn't even a woman yet. I got my first job playing piano with the Cats and the Fiddle at the Stage Bar in Chicago. We played upstairs. Billy sang below us in the downbeat room. I snuck down and dug her every chance I could. She didn't show the night Lionel Hampton came looking for her. He came up and heard me instead. That was my big break. What became of Ruth Jones? The reporter wondered. Hamp's manager told me, the way you sing, you ought to have a name that rolls off the tongue like rich liquor. Pinky threw in, Dinah Washington was born.
I'm a girl you can't excuse. I've got those blowtop blues.
Dinah tossed a small green pill into her mouth and swallowed a sip of gin and tonic. The reporter's eyebrows shot up. They want you thin and beautiful, Dinah told him. I was born neither. The reporter saw an opening into Dinah's personal life, a source of gossip. Like the Nile's a source of water. Hadn't kept the men off, he nudged. Dinah didn't bite. The reporter shifted. You've been married, what, 6 times? I enjoy divorcing them more, she smiled. I've been hurt, humiliated, kicked around, robbed, and maligned by lies. Name it, it has happened to me, but I refuse to give up. House lights dimmed. People seated throughout Nero's Nook began clapping. On stage, Nina Simone prowled into the spotlight. Oh, throw her a fish, Dinah said. Simone opened with a long, powerfully sung, Cry Me a River. She wrung every drop of emotion out of each word. Simone finished to ear-splitting applause. When the roar of the crowd died down, Dinah remarked, If I didn't have on such a tight dress, I'd run up on that stage and take back my music, Pinky cackled. Dinah mostly behaved herself as the night went on. Zsa Zsa Gabor passed by, ran her hand over Dinah's mink stole and said, Hello, darling. After Simone set, the house lights went back on. A man with copper hair and white skin was standing beside Dinah's table. He said to Dinah, Mr. G. Cole didn't like the business with the governor. He canceled your contract, Queen. I'm sorry. Dinah said, Why you got to tell him? I didn't, said the pit boss. He skulked away. Pinky asked Dinah. Didn't you know that was the governor's wife when you threw that ice? Dinah sighed. Sure, sweetie. He presented me with my first Grammy Award. I knew him when he was just Ronnie Reagan.
What a difference a day made. 24 little...
In the morning, the reporter went to Dinah's room. He watched the entourage pack up her pink fur pillows and glittering gowns. Dinah held little George's hand as he wobbled across the red carpeted floor. She scooped up her baby, turned to the reporter, and said, "Warm applause is music to my ears, but not even Nina Simone can take it to bed with her." And the Queen left Las Vegas. Shout out to Nadine Cahotas, author of the Dinah Washington biography, The Queen.
Said you cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river over you.
Thanks for listening to the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, brought to you by the Blues Foundation. The Blues Hall of Fame podcast is produced by Beale Street Caravan for the Blues Foundation, written by Preston Lauterbach and voiced by Guy Davis. For more information on the Blues Foundation, go to blues.org. Street Caravan has been bringing the sounds of Memphis to public radio airwaves for more than 20 years. And now you can see what we've been talking about. Check out our series of digital shorts through our website or go to ilistentomemphis.com.
I Listen to Memphis is about Memphis music today, the musicians who make it, and the places and culture that fuel it. Again, it's ilistentomemphis.com.
AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and many other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from Memphis Tourism, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, we're featuring legendary soul and gospel singer, Candy Staton.
Her most recent studio effort is called Unstoppable. It's both a celebration of Staton's 50-year career, four-time Grammy-recognized legacy, and a step forward with a sound that's funky and contemporary, but still steeped in the southern soul and blues of her roots.
We were fortunate to catch up with Candy at Americana Fest, just up the road from us in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, Americana Fest isn't just banjos and cowboy boots these days.
No, American music begins with the sounds pioneered in Memphis and the Mississippi Delta over a century ago.
And you can't talk about American music if you don't start your conversation with the music of the African American church and the soul movement of the late 60s.
So, that said, Candy's set at Americana Fest was a welcome reprieve, a splash of cool water. She floored the audience that night.
Here's Candy Staton, live on Beale Street Caravan.
So glad to be with the Americana family tonight. Here's a song that I recorded in 1971. Tammy Wynette did it, and I covered it. Yay! I was nominated for a Grammy in the category with Aretha Franklin and all those kind of people. A little girl from Alabama, just glad to be there. Yeah, it goes like this. Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man.
Blow with love. Oh.
just a moment, oh, just to see if you were still around. My baby, that's how strong.
That's how strong.
That's how strong. I'd stay right there by your side, or just as long as I can hold your hand. I would even be the moon in a rolling storm. I'd stop just a moment, oh, just so I can walk you home. Oh, my baby, oh, that's how strong. Off. That's not real love. You want to do things that you know would make them happy. Yeah, my friend right over here tonight, she tells me she loved me, but she gave me this tonight to prove how much she really loves me. She pictures, I was just thinking about you, and I wanted to give you something. You see, lust is not love. Y'all look quiet there. Lust leaves. Love stays. Through the hard times. Through the bad times. Through the good times. Oh, I'm talking about love tonight. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That's how strong my love is.
was a school on Hyman Avenue by the name of Jewel Academy. It was a Christian school. And my sister-in-law went to this church, Church of the Living God. Mm-hmm. And so she took us with her. And this was the first church I ever saw with a band, like a real rock band. This is the 50s. So that was highly unusual. Bass, drums, keyboards, guitar, and steel, gospel steel guitar. I was so excited. And so she took us to the church, and she convinced Bishop Jewel, who is was the overseer of that organization, to let us sing. My sister and I, we were like, I was maybe 11. My sister was 13. And we got up there and we tore it up. We just blasted them. And they were dancing for about 30 minutes after we finished. And the music was going and they played behind us. And Bishop Jewel said, now, I have a school in Nashville, Tennessee that I would like you girls to go come to if you wanted, if your mom would let you. Free tuition and everything, just there to help us raise money for the school. We'll mm-hmm. give you everything you need. And so she had a granddaughter that was also a singer. Her name was Naomi. And my sister Maggie and I got with Naomi, and we formed a trio called the Jewel Gospel Trio. And we ended up on big stages with Sam Cooke, Mahalia Jackson, the Davis sisters, the Soul Stirrers, which was Sam Cooke at the time, Aretha Franklin, and her father, C.L. Franklin. Yeah, that's how I got to know her, when we were all teenagers together. And we went everywhere, all over the United States. Went to Cuba, and we went to Nassau. We was just excited to be there. And that's how we started right here in Nashville.
So let's talk about the new record. Mm-hmm. It's called Unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 30th
album. The 30th album.
Over that span, like, of course, the music industry has changed so much. How has that affected how you do what you do?
Well, you know, I just do what I do. I mean, it comes from inside of me, mm-hmm. you know, and I can't change that much, mm-hmm. What I really feel, because the creativity comes from God, and He gave me the creativity. So I do what I feel within my heart. I don't do music that I can't feel. I have to feel it. I have to know it. That it affects me somewhat. If it didn't affect me, then I know it's not gonna affect you.
So the approach has always been the same?
It's always been the same. I don't care if I'm doing disco, you know, house, or rhythm and blues, or gospel, you know, any of that, it's gonna always be me.
It's kind of what you were just talking about. Whenever people talk about this record, they speak to the soulfulness.
It is. It's very soulful, yeah.
And I think that's a gap that's sort of missing. There's a piece missing.
I agree with you, Kevin. It is. What happened to the feel? Yeah. I mean, I can't understand that we don't have the feeling. You can't feel it. It's nice. The music is really nice, you know, but where is the soul? Mm-hmm. Where is the feeling?
What does that term soul music mean to you?
It means your mind. It affects your mind, will, and emotions. Your emotions are very, very important in music. You feel it. You get into it. It can soothe a weary soul. It can lift you up when you're down. It can give you a new perspective. It's just amazing what music can do.
In your career as a soul artist and a gospel artist, mm-hmm. do you have to work to differentiate?
No, I'm gonna put a little gospel, soul, and country in all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. If it's Young Hearts Run Free, or if it's I Ain't Easy to Love, you know, whatever. I'm going to put a little gospel, soulish, who I am.
Any new recordings in the works?
Not right now. I got a lot of songs, though, I've written that's still in the can, and we're going to do those. We're going to eventually put those out. All right.
Well, awesome.
Here's more from Candy Staton live on Beale Street Caravan.
People got the power, and people got confidence, too. Off the new album called Unstoppable.
Confidence tonight.
I walk like it, I talk like it, I act like it,
I
gives you courage and the strength you need. If you're not headed my way, then you will cause me to lose my place. Cause I work like it, I look like it, I dress like it, I act like it. I'm a woman, I got confidence. How many got confidence? How many women can say, I got it? How many men can say, I got it?
I got confidence.
Oh, confidence. I got confidence. I got confidence in my heart. Confidence. I got confidence in my heart. Confidence. Are you running free tonight? What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another loss to know why. Your kind of fear, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. We'll have the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Am I right about it? So for the lead, how many times a day? It's easy to say now, but you just can't break. You just can't break. Thank you. hear you sing it. Can you sing it for me? How many know the song? Okay, come on, let's do it together. Don't be no fool. When love really don't love you. There you go. Now I want to take y'all to church. Are you ready to go to church with me tonight? Now I don't know about your church, but our church is live. See, we dance in our church.
That was Candy Staten, live on Bill Street Caravan.
To learn more about Candy, go to candy-staten.com.
You can find her newest release. It's called Unstoppable at all the usual outlets. You can also get it at candystaten.com. Be sure to check out her tour dates because she may be coming to a venue near you soon.
Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, Memphis Tourism, Arts Memphis, Tennessee Arts Commission, and Tennessee Tourism for their support in making Bill Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public radio. You won't find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Bill Street Caravan on all social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis.
Go to our website at BillStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can always keep up with Bill Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes. We'll be back next week, so until then, I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan.
Hi, this is Kevin Cubbins. I'm one of your hosts on Beale Street Caravan. Coming up next time on the program, we will have legendary gospel and soul star, Candy Staten. Bluesman Guy Davis will also be returning with another installment in his series on the pioneers and innovators enshrined in the Blues Hall of Fame. That's all.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.